Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
To New York City, where at least two people are unaccounted for and 25 are injured after yesterday's explosion in East Village. The explosion caused three buildings to collapse, and it extensively damaged a fourth building. Firefighters have been working through the night and into today to put out the last pockets of fire. Mayor Bill de Blasio said that preliminary evidence points to a gas explosion. Stephen Nesson is covering this story for WNYC. He is with us from the East Village. Stephen, what are you hearing about what may have actually caused the explosion? What's the latest?
Well, the latest preliminary information is that Con Edison and a private contractor were at the scene an hour before the explosion. Apparently, they were installing a new gas main. It didn't pass the inspection. Workers left, and an hour later, there was an explosion. It's unclear if the events are connected, but many are pointing to the fact that Con Edison was doing work at the site just prior to the explosion.
So right now, we know that investigators are, of course, on the scene. There may not be a lot of information revealed right away. It's an extensive explosion. Can you tell us what it looks like? Because you're very close to it right now, and I know that last night you saw the more immediate results. What are you seeing now?
Last night, there were two buildings standing. Now they're just debris and rubble. Firefighters had to bring them down last night. They were smoldering and in flames. They sprayed it all night, and they're continuing to spray. The remains are still smoldering. There's smoke coming off the site. There's a little bit of an acrid metallic smell in the air here. They're continuing to spray down the building. There are two people that are still missing. There could be more. As the day goes on, we'll find out if there are more people unaccounted for that may have been in the building at the time.
We know that New York has one of the oldest gas main systems in the entire country. And one of your colleagues at WNYC reported last year after the Harlem explosion, the one that destroyed two tenement buildings, killed eight people. The report said that New York also has the leakiest gas pipes in the nation. Has the sequence of events put New Yorkers on edge?
Absolutely. Here in the East Village, this is a historic district. The building that exploded is over 100 years old. The buildings next to it are also more than 100 years old. And these buildings, they keep getting built on top of. People are always adding layers to these buildings. And it's not sitting on sturdy bedrock in the East Village anyways. Different parts of the city are, of course. And it's been heavily developed in this area as well as throughout the island. So there's a lot of concern about the quality of the pipes. And this time of year is when weather's fluctuating. There's a lot of potholes, of course, and pipes also are ruptured at this time of year because of the change in temperature from winter to spring.
So to what extent, I wonder, are people talking about and investigators talking about these two explosions, Harlem last year and now this one just yesterday, as being part of a larger infrastructure safety problem in New York City? Or do they think it's just too early to tell?
Well, it's definitely too early to tell, but if you talk to infrastructure buffs, they're going to tell you the whole city needs to be redone. Different pipes have been laid at different times. They're not always well connected. In fact, the Harlem explosion that you mentioned, a report came out just last week, and that explosion occurred over a year ago. So these things are somewhat hard to unravel exactly what went wrong and what can we do going forward to prevent future explosions like this.
Thank you, Stephen. Speaking to us from the scene of yesterday's blast in New York City, Stephen Nesson of WNYC. Thanks again.
Thank you.